Hello, my fellow Minor League Nerds, and welcome to our newest Minor League Nerd Shorts episode. This episode is about the Queens Kings. They were covered in our now retired Throwback Thursday Cap the Day series, making this our third expanded and recut episode from that series. The team only existed for one season in the New York Penn League as a placeholder for the eventual Brooklyn Cyclones. But their roots go back to 1982 and the founding of the Niagara Falls White Sox, or just the Sox, according to some sources. In their first season, the White Sox went on to win the New York Penn League Championship by defeating the Oneonta Yankees 2-1 after winning the West Division with a 42-34 record, 5 games ahead of the Jamestown Expos. That victory actually ended the Yankees' streak of 3 championships in a row and 4 in 5 years. They would struggle in their next 3 seasons and never make the postseason again. They played at Hyde Park Stadium, which was renamed Sal Magley Stadium in 1983 to honor former major leaguer Sal Magley, who was from Niagara Falls. John Cangelosi played for the Niagara Falls Sox in 1982, Doug Drabeck in 1983, and Bobby Thigpen played there in 1985. After the 1985 season, the team moved across the Niagara River to St. Catharines, Ontario for the 1986 season, becoming the St. Catharines Blue Jays, after teaming up with their new parent club, the Toronto Blue Jays. They played at Community Park in St. Catharines and won the New York Penn League Championship in their first season by defeating the Newark Orioles 2-1 after winning the Wrigley Division with a 48-28 record, 11.5 games up on the Erie Cardinals. They would not make the postseason again until 1993, after winning the Stedler Division with a 49-29 record, finishing 2 games up on the Niagara Falls Rapids. They went on to fall to the Rapids in the first round of the playoffs. After playing under their parent club's name for 10 seasons, they were renamed the St. Catharines Stompers in 1996, honoring the wine-producing region of the Niagara Peninsula. In that season, they won the Stedler Division again with a 44-32 record, finishing 1.5 games up on the Batavia Clippers. After sweeping the Watertown Indians in 2, they lost to the Vermont Expos 2-1 in the championship series. That would be the last time they made the postseason while playing in St. Catharines. Future major leaguers who played for both the Blue Jays and the Stompers include Pat Hentgen in 1986, Derek Bell in 1987, Carlos Delgado and Jeff Kent in 1989, Vernon Wells in 1997, as well as Casey Blake and Chris Carpenter in 1999. In September 1999, the New York Mets purchased the team, intending to move them to a new 6,500-seat ballpark in Coney Island, New York. Keyspan Park, now known as Maimonides Park, would not be ready until the 2001 season, meaning the team needed to find a place to play for one season. Instead of keeping them in St. Catharines for one lame duck season, the Mets moved them into the newly constructed ballpark at St. John's, now Jack Kaiser Stadium, on the campus of St. John's University in Queens. The franchise had one more season as an affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, so this created a very unique situation where the New York Mets would own and operate a Toronto Blue Jays affiliate in the city of New York. They were managed by Eddie Rodriguez, who had served as the Stompers manager. He had a 5-year minor league playing career before joining the Angels organization as a manager for 4 seasons in the late 1980s and early 1990s. He led the Kings to a 46-29 record, qualifying for the postseason as the wild card winner from the Stedler division. They were knocked out in the first round, 2-1, by the eventual league champions, the Staten Island Yankees. They finished the season with the lowest attendance in the league at 38,662, which was one person less than the Batavia Muckdogs. Future major leaguers who played for the Kings include pitcher Brandon Lyon, catcher Guillermo Quiros, two-time All-Star Alex Rios, and pitcher Mike Smith. In 2021, they began playing as the Brooklyn Cyclones. After Major League Baseball took over and reorganized MILB before the start of the 2021 season, the short season class was abandoned and the Cyclones were moved up to High A, remaining affiliated with the Mets. Well, my fellow minor league nerds, that'll do it for this episode. Be sure to like and subscribe to the YouTube channel or the podcast platform of your choice to be notified whenever a new episode is uploaded. Until next time, stay safe, and remember to always support minor league baseball and never stop learning about minor league baseball history.
This podcast is part of the Curved Brim Media Network. Here are some of the other members of Curved Brim Media.
Hi, this is Ed Rivera of the Data Chronicles. Join me as I interview people just like you and players, coaches, GMs on the path that led you to become a fan of the sport.
I'm Paul Caputo, and on the Baseball by Design podcast, I talk to minor league baseball teams, designers, and other super interesting people about what these minor league baseball logos mean, and I talk a little bit about ice cream helmets.
What's up, Bucketheads? I'm Anna DiTomaso, and each week on the Baseball Bucket List podcast, I speak with a different fan about their favorite baseball memories, what the game means to them, and what's left to check off on their baseball bucket list.
Hey everyone, it's Eric from the great state of Kansas.
This is Johnny from the New Orleans Baby Cakes Memorial Museum.
And we are the Earn Fun Average Podcast,
where we talk to a variety of guests about their love of baseball and have fun doing it.
America, lower your standards.
Average is what we do best.
This is Patrick.
And Corey.
Of BaseballMapper.com. And we have made an interactive map to help highlight all baseball teams from the majors down to collegiate summer leagues.
We want to bring you closer to baseball. So get on the site and find a team near you today.
Hey guys, this is Patrick Larson from the Minor League Baseball Hat History Series. And in every episode, I go through the history of minor league teams through my personal collection of hats. You can find me on Twitter at @PatLarson1. I hope you guys enjoy.
Learn more about Curved Brim Media at curvedbrimmedia.com.